Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, April 20th, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open as Tesla has declined by 6% after revealing margin pressures from price cuts. European equity markets have opened with losses following lower levels in Asia. The U.S. greenback is stronger versus New Zealand dollar, but weaker elsewhere. Treasury yields are lower at both the long and short ends. Crude oil prices are down at two-week lows on demand concerns. Gold is slightly up and industrial metals are lower. Cryptocurrencies are steady. In macro news, the overall global sentiment is damaged by high UK headline and core inflation prints on Wednesday, which have pushed global bond yields higher. For the US, rate decisions continue to be an overhang on the risk sentiment, while strong labor market prints have fed into the expectations of a soft landing, more timely economic indicators are weakening, and lending is beginning to pull back amid a sharp decline in money supply growth. Yield curves continue to invert at the same time, driving discussions about recession signals. The focus in Europe is on the European Central Bank minutes and German PPI result, which has come in much lower than the consensus and may be a welcome development for the European Central Bank policymakers. Still, the bank's nod has said that further rate hikes are to be expected until core inflation peaks, while Schnabel has noted that the policy path is now even more uncertain. In APAC, China's central bank has left the one-year and five-year loan prime rates unchanged as expected, indicating that policymakers want to monitor the effects of March's triple R cut before deciding whether to ease further. The Bank of Japan is reportedly open to tweaking its yield curve control later this year if the wage momentum holds. The Reserve Bank of Australia's decision-making process is set to undergo major overhaul after the government's review of the central bank recommended establishment of a new monetary policy board. On the data front, New Zealand's Q1 inflation has unexpectedly decreased on a quarter-on-quarter basis, and the yearly rate has moderated by more than forecast to the lowest level since Q4 2021. Japan's trade data shows a drop in export growth, with autos remaining the biggest driver. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the April Philadelphia Fed Index, the March existing home sales and March leading indicators, as well as the weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, and the weekly natural gas inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are American Express, AT&T, Snap-on, Philip Morris International, KeyCorp, Huntington Bankshares, and Comerica, posting their results before the open. W.R. Berkley, Seagate Technology, PPG Industries, and CXX Corp. will report after the close. In corporate news, Google will start using generative AI to create sophisticated ad campaigns within a month, according to the Financial Times, citing internal presentation to advertisers. Ryan Cohen has failed to name candidates for the board of Nordstrom, according to Bloomberg. The activist intended to replace at least one director at the retailer with the stake he built in the company. In Asia, equities ended mostly lower on Thursday. Japan closed slightly higher with the Nikkei up, but the Topics flat. Australia eked out a small gain, weighed down by a number of EV stocks. Greater China benchmarks ended mixed, with mainland stocks down, but only by small losses, and Hong Kong slightly higher. The rest of the APAC region, including South Korea, Taiwan, and Southeast Asia, traded mostly lower. Following Asia's mixed to lower performance, European equity markets are extending opening losses. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, April 20th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.